A stadium designed to reflect the nomadic culture of the region will soon be providing a home for football's most prized event. Qatar's Al Bayt Stadium will stage the first game of the 2022 World Cup. The man who's overseen every stage of its construction hopes it will make a lasting first impression.
The design of the stadium resembles the Bedouin tent Bayt al-Shaar, which is the welcome sign back in the days. This is where not just Qatari, the region, people used to live in Bayt al-Shaar, and this is how you welcome your guest. It's a sign of Qatar is open, full door to everybody around the world to welcome them inside Qatar by welcoming them in Al Bayt Stadium in 2022.
60,000 fans will be inside this stadium for that opening match. And one team we know they'll be watching is Qatar, the host nation not just kicking off the Middle East's first World Cup. It will be the first ever time Qatar's national team has kicked a ball at the sport's biggest tournament. More teams are getting ready to join Qatar at the World Cup. Each time a country qualifies, their national flag is raised at a ceremony held on the seafront of the capital, Doha.
I know that Argentines are thrilled to come here. They are planning their trip. They are now in social media posting about it. They are very happy that Messi will be here. All our good players will be here. And I think this is going to be a very great, extremely important World Cup.
More than a million supporters are expected to make the trip to Qatar for what will be the most compact World Cup in history. All eight stadiums are within a metro ride or short drive of each other, meaning fans could go and watch more than one match a day.
What I'm looking forward to is that you feel there is a World Cup going on. Everybody's basically in Doha, so the Mexicans with the Dutch and the Germans with the Argentinas and whatever, the Qataris with the Swedes, for example. That is that connection that will make it so special.
Some finishing touches and a few more qualified teams are now all that's needed before the Middle East's biggest sporting event can begin. Andy Richardson, Al Jazeera, Doha.